Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is Radio 1, and it's Monday afternoon with Scott Mills. The next track we're going to play is going to be Arctic Monkeys' Brian Storm, which is nice. Now, a little while back, we played this tune on the show. Remember this? Beautiful orchestra. What is it, Becky?
Friday.
Yes. It's a full orchestra version of Friday by Rebecca Black.
It sounds like the music you get in I'm Really Excited About Going to the Theme Park type adverts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, come, it's all magical.
Come to Pork Park this weekend.
Pork Park.
Plenty of free parking. Over-enthusiastic voiceover. That's right. Yes, it is. Rebecca Black's Friday. And loads of people have been on saying, how can I get this? Who's it by? It's by a bloke called Walt Ribeiro, and he's off of America. And this took him 70 hours to orchestrate this genius version of Friday. 70 hours.
Why would you do that?
Does he do all the instruments himself?
You'd think so, if it took him 70 hours. I know, you kind of think, why would you be bothered? But he has. Walt's a good one like that.
Did he do it on his phone?
No. It's not like us. This is like a proper orchestra. Listen, you can hear it. You can tell that's real instruments. Anyway, Walt loves doing his orchestrations, and he's got a website full of them.
So, is that the actual verb?
I don't know. He loves... Yeah, let's go with that. He loves doing his orchestrations. Look up Walt Ribeiro Orchestra. Just internet search it and you'll find him. He's done loads. So let's play a little game now, okay? I've got some of them here. They're orchestral versions of popular songs. Just try and guess what they are, okay? Play along if you want. So here's the first one by Walt. Shout when you know it.
Oh, that's an easy one. Gaga, right?
Which song?
Oh. Oh.
Poker Face, is
oh,
it?
Just, yeah, that's yeah. the one.
Poker
yeah.
Face.
That's so annoying when you know it, but...
Not Alejandro. He's done loads of them.
I actually quite like that.
It's good, isn't it? Dramatic. Right, next one, you ready? Next one.
What is that?
I don't know what it is already.
Amazing. Do you not know it, Becky? Oh, come on. Come on.
Sheila!
Yeah, forget you. Someone says, free parking at Thorpe Park. No. No, Pork Park is where I said. That's where the free parking is. Yeah, you got that one. Okay, another one?
Yeah, go on.
Go on, Walt.
Yes, what a tune.
Got it yet?
Oh, come on, Becky.
I can't think what it's called.
Wait for it.
This is epic.
It is good, isn't it? Answers, please. What is it?
Sorry, I've just had a sudden clash of conscience here. I'm not. It's MGMT, right?
Yes.
Oh, right, yeah, that's good.
What, you thought you knew it, but then thought you didn't
Yeah,
know
I just
it?
Had a sudden panic there.
It's like, oh, God, I've said I know it now. Oh, God. Next one. Oh, this is good.
Oops.
People are texting
in. I
really
want to say it's not.
People are. Don't look at it! What
no,
is it?
I was
going
to say, is it Bon Jovi? And then I thought, no, because that makes me look really old and it's blatantly not.
This is classic. Loads of people are texting in. Here we go.
All I can think of is Bon Jovi.
That's right, it's Living on a Prayer.
I thought you said they were modern classics.
Well, apart from that one. Still a classic, though.
Yeah.
Next one.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, is it Rihanna?
Yeah, it's Rihanna, isn't it?
It yes. is Rihanna. Only Girl in the World. One more. Oh, sorry. I'd quite like to hear a bit more of this. I can imagine Walt Ribeiro conducting all of them. Here we go. Waving his arms around.
I'd love to see this live.
Yes, I
really would.
They should do like a big concert at like the Royal Albert Hall with these on.
Oh, God.
That'd be incredible.
I'd go to that.
Yeah.
Get all suited up for it and everything. Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Get t-shirts made. Right, one more. Shout when you know it.
Do you not know this, Becky? It's Kings of Leon, isn't it? It's got to be.
Which one?
Can you not hear that?
It's not Sex on Fire, is it?
No.
No.
Is that the only one you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't know any others. It's not Sex on Fire, is it? If it ain't Sex on Fire, I'm not interested. Go to Walt Ribeiro's website, you can get all of these. That was You Somebody, Becky, the one that's not Sex on Fire.
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Laura.
Laura, where are you?
I'm in Maidenhead.
What's occurring?
Well, I've just found 5 hours.
You what? Oh, no, you broke up. Say again.
Oh, sorry. I just done 5 hours of revision.
Oh. Are you doing it outside or inside?
Inside.
Boo.
Yeah.
So you're about to embark on hour 6?
Yep.
What are you revising?
RE.
And this is GCSE RE?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I can't help.
No.
But just before 5 o'clock, what we're going to do, Laura... is we're going to have a revision break song, like we did last year.
Okay.
All right, so last year it was Bird is the Word.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Who could forget it? We've got a different one this year.
Okay.
And it will give you a chance, and everyone else that is revising at the moment, give you a chance to have a good break from revision.
Sounds good to me.
And until then, you can go on Bite Size and find out some proper stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, I will. Although I don't really like Bite Size. I'm sorry.
Why?
Okay, good.
Because, well, it doesn't help me with my science because there's not enough information on there.
Oh, you're well brainy. You're too brainy
you're
for bite size.
You're too brainy for bite size, that's what they
yeah,
say.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're one of them.
You big swat. Well, for normal people who with normal sized brains, GCSE bite size can work.
Yeah, it's helped me with all my other science.
Oh, hooray! Is the right answer. Ting! Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you will get a link to Bite Size if you're doing GCSE revision at the moment. Hey, listen, the revision song, the revision break song, just before 5 o'clock, it will revive you, Laura.
Okay.
And it will motivate you to keep going with your RE.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1, and it's Monday afternoon with Scott. Becky and Chris are here. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
What's on?
Now, the one that doesn't speak, who is also here, hello. Obviously, he can't say hello back.
He's waving.
He was just saying that he was in the local park at the weekend because the weather was nice. And he was down by the tennis courts that they've got in that park. And he was watching normal people play tennis.
Well, that is what happens in a park, Scott.
By that I mean, you know, people that just pitch up and want a match.
Yes,
it's a match, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he really, really enjoyed it. Because the thing is, when you're normally watching tennis, it's on TV, isn't it?
Mm.
It's like stuff like Wimbledon. So you've got Andy Murray playing. Name some other tennis players.
Nadal.
Yeah, Nadal can sometimes be playing a match. And they're always really good. You don't get that when you're down the normal park. And that's what makes it entertaining. It's just loads of slightly overweight people swinging all over the place and missing the ball. And that's funny.
So you're saying it's as entertaining as watching elite sport?
Probably more.
More entertaining than watching the world's greatest players.
It's a lot funnier.
Going down to your local park and watching just people who are the opposite.
Yeah, it's a lot more amusing. And I'm going to do this tomorrow, I think. Because I'm going to go for a run, and then I know where there are some tennis courts in a park near where I run. And I'm going to go down. Maybe you should try it. Like, if you've got a day off, like in the next couple of days, maybe just go down to the local park and just see people swinging wildly and missing.
This is genius.
Does this work for all sports or just tennis? Like, do people watch you run and then just kill themselves laughing, thinking you're so much funnier than, like...
That did happen the other day, actually. I was running through running through quite an urban area, and there were some people outside a pub, and they were going, "Ha! I've got Mills." So thanks for that, everybody.
It's like I'm thinking when me and my mates go play golf, we are awful.
Yeah,
the place where we play is too big for us. Really, we all like to pretend we're good, but we're rubbish. And I reckon that must be really entertaining to watch.
When you say rubbish, what happens?
And what do you mean, like, too big? Are you playing, like, crazy golf's level on an actual golf course?
Well, no, we're, like, pitch and putt level, really.
Yeah.
But when we go and play, you know, a full 18, do you know what that means, Scott?
You should practice in the driving range first, maybe.
It goes, for some reason, it goes all right on the driving range. We can play all right there. But as soon as we try and play on the ground, whenever we tee off, I don't know if it's stage fright or something, it takes me about three goes just to sort of put it in a reasonable distance. I mean, it must be great to watch.
Have you ever swung the club and missed?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Brilliant. See, that's what I want to see more of on TV. That's what I want to see.
Do you know, I wish there was a sports channel where you could watch the opposite of elite sport. Do you know what I mean?
I just need to go down to film the people in my local park tomorrow, like, just flailing around.
A bit dodgy.
You need to get their permission, I think.
Well, I'll ask them first, then I'll film them. Playing tennis. And because I would watch that. It's funny.
Yeah, we should definitely set up our own sports channel. I like that.
Stark Sports.
That would be amazing. Do that again.
Your name's Chris Stark, so therefore it's Stark Sports.
I'm gonna use that.
See, I can see that on your EPG.
Do you want some more?
Go on then.
Stark Sports in HD plus one. Minus two, 1 hour.
I love that.
Stark Sports, 24 hours a day in HD, with people being rubbish at sport.
If you're getting these ones, does that mean you're going to have Stark Sports news as well?
Great.
Where you get some, like,
breaking news,
lovelies, read, and David Garrido reading out what's the latest happening
brilliant.
In sport.
Stark Sports news.
And Steve's missed the ball with the racket again. Breaking news.
You join us here at Sudbury Hill Pitch and Putt.
Also, what I quite like is that in the One That Didn't Speak's local park, he gets sometimes a very well-known BBC journalist on the tennis court. So I quite like the idea of, like, going and trying to spot some celebrities being rubbish at sport as well.
Celebrity special.
Yeah. I can't say which journalist it is.
No, I was going to say.
But it's quite a famous one. You'd know him from off the news.
Off the news.
Got glasses. Always stood outside number 10.
Oh, I do know, actually.
Him.
Is he rubbish?
Quite entertaining viewing.
Anyway, so let's set up this channel. You up for it? We'll just do a programme every now and then. Rubbish sports from the local park.
Obviously, we'll get their permission, like I said. That'd be weird. It's like there was a man... I did this boot camp thing in the park the other day, and a man, when we were doing star jumps, just came up to us and watched us, and that was really strange.
Maybe he was scouting.
I don't know.
For a rival channel.
But it was like, why is he watching us?
What you could do is, instead of those Aussie babes, I suppose we could have you doing aerobics.
Yeah, yeah, you could have me doing star jumps instead.
Oh, actually, no.
What is that with those? I've seen that early in the morning where they have Australian lovelies on and they're just doing... Well, they're just jiggling about, aren't they? Well, at what point does that become sport?
Yes, but disturbingly on Stark Sports, this is going to be you.
Oh, good.
Scott Mills Star Jumps on Stark Sports.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hey, Kerry. Oh, hate it when that happens. Might try and bring her back. We're just talking about the different sports that we could have on our channel for non-elite athletes and sport players. Just normal people playing sport.
Hello.
Kerry?
Yep.
Oh, you're back. Hi, you got cut off.
I know, sorry.
What are you saying?
Do you want me to say?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, well, I was playing golf and then I was at the first tee. And then I tried to hit the ball, but then I missed it, and I spun around, and like I was a ballerina, and then I fell on my bum, and then everyone was watching because it was the first tee, and it was really embarrassing.
See, that's what I want to see more of on this channel, on Stark Sports. That's what I want to see. I want to see people spinning around like a ballerina after trying to hit the ball and then falling over. That's what it's all about.
It's way more entertaining than the Masters.
Exactly. You don't get that on the Masters, do you?
Nope.
And that's what I want to see.
Yep.
There's definitely something in this, I tell you.
I would watch it.
Exactly. I think a lot of people would. Love you, Kerry.
Love you. Bye.
See, we need to put snooker on this new channel as well for normal people doing sport, because on BBC Two, you don't have balls flying off the table enough, I don't think. And you would get that a lot.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So many people are in revision hell right now. It's a nightmare. So many people texting in today and on my Facebook page. So now it's time for revision break. This is full permission to stop what you're doing. Actually, stand up. Stand up and just shake it out a bit. You've been working hard all day, you've been revising. You can stop what you're doing, dance around the room, stretch, do whatever you need to do for the entire length of this next song. Last year we played Bird is the Word. We've got a different one for you this year, all right? So, go on, stand up, stop what you're doing, stop revising. You've got my permission for the whole length of this song to just enjoy it. Stop working now. And here is your revision break song.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
That's got to be our first gong on Radio 1.
I don't know whether it is the first gong on Radio 1. I think I've played one before. Sorry to spoil the surprise one, but...
Yeah, we had listeners with gongs, didn't we?
What?
Like, we got loads of people to call in, and if you had a gong in your house, and if your mum did the gong for when you had dinner or whatever,
do you remember that?
Because it was amazing, and I really wanted a gong then, because we never had a gong when I was a kid.
We spoke to various people who had gongs in their house.
Yeah.
Like, to call for, like, when mum goes, bong, on the gong, goes, it's time for tea, Tara, whatever their name was, Tarquin. Generally posh people, wasn't it? But that was good, that. Well remembered, Becky. Wombats from the live lounge earlier with Fern and price tag totally ream says Amy in Sittingbourne. Wow, just wow says Eleanor from Norfolk. Emily from Bolton loves this version. Tried to paper over the cracks of me and Marv's relationship earlier. You may have heard me apologising to Marv on Fern's show. Hi Fern and hi Marv off the Wombats. It's Scott Mills here. It's come to my attention that I may A couple of weeks ago, I spent the entire evening, Marv, calling you Marv on Joe Wiley's leaving party night out, even to the point where I was shouting, "Get in the car, Marv! Marv, get in the car!" I'm so sorry. The reason that I called you Marv is because nobody told me that your name is actually Murph. So I'm very sorry about that. And you're obviously too polite to point it out at the time. So to save my embarrassment, I'm just wondering if you would consider changing your name full-time to Marv. I think that's probably the best thing for all of us.
Right. OK, so first of all, is that an option?
I guess it's there's always an option, yeah.
OK. Secondly, I love his, when he went, well, you know, the reason I called you Marv is no one told me your name was Murph. What sort of reason is that? Well, you could have just gone for any name.
So you just assume it's Marv. Yeah.
Exactly. So there is your official apology.
I remember the taxi, yeah, get in the car, Marv, and I was like, kind of looked around behind myself.
Oh, dear. He also sent me a tweet saying, he's a very polite man, isn't he? He said, no need to apologise. It's just an improvement, really, on a fairly obvious nickname. And then he's put, kiss, kiss, Marv is in the car. Thanks, Marv. Podcast. Now, we are still making this documentary. We're in the process of doing it. Our first documentary we've ever been asked to make, and we're very honoured. Thank you, Radio 1. Thank you, management. This is the story of Lady Gaga. And this is going to go out in the lead-up to the exciting Radio 1 Big Weekend in Carlisle, where Lady Gaga is performing live. So we've got to do, you know, the story. A whole hour, we've got to make up this thing. We've got a couple of old interviews, and over...
When you say make up, you mean, like, create, as opposed to...
make it up, yeah.
We could just
make up. We could just make up loads of facts and say, like, I don't know, just busk it. Do you think they'll want, like... factual stuff.
Well, yeah, if it's an actual...
Okay, well, this is where the problem is. So I gave you a bit of homework over the weekend, because obviously I'm off on the holidays next week, I won't be working. So you were in charge of getting celebrities, different celebrities, to comment on Lady Gaga, like they do on those shows, like the top 100 greatest comedy moments, and somebody pops up, normally Mark Frith is always on them.
Mm-hmm.
James King off of films is on them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they pop up and go, I love this guy when he said this. You know, like the Talking Heads things they do? That's your job.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I've got one. I've got a good celebrity for this.
And they're going to come on and infuse about how much they love Lady Gaga, love her music, love her image.
Yeah, they're going to come in this week. Do you want me to say who it is? Or do you want to guess? It's the first person you think of. When you think of Lady Gaga, you then think of this person.
Okay.
As someone who'll have like loads of opinions on her and stuff.
Is it... I'll tell you who I'd quite like to hear the opinion of. Madonna. Yeah. Is it Madonna?
Almost. No, it's not Madonna, though.
Is it Rachel Stevens?
Because it just so often is at the moment.
No.
Is
she
it...
has had some songs.
Oh. Is it someone like Rachel Stevens?
Yeah. Well... yeah.
Are her songs similar to Rachel Stevens?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Billy Piper.
Of course. You think Gaga, you think Billy Piper.
I know. The fashion's the same.
When's she...
song's the same.
When's she coming in?
Tomorrow.
Immense. So Billy Piper's on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is she just doing the thing for Lady Gaga,
well,
or is she going to come in for a chat?
I had to say that we wanted to talk about other stuff as well. I couldn't just say that it was about Lady Gaga, so she'll probably talk about her TV show.
Okay, right. So
but we can get all the Gaga stuff as well. Like, that's the main reason, obviously, and then the TV show we'll just have to talk about.
As well?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So we'll get Billy Piper in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's amazing. And we'll get her views on Gaga. Well, that's really good. Well done. Nice one. Very good.
Thank you.
And we'll keep making this story of Lady Gaga and hope it's ready in the time for when they want us to put it out on the radio. It's 5:34. Now, talking of Gaga, I found some songs that she wrote before she was famous. Not that many people know this, but before she was a massive, well, the most massive star in the world, she actually did write some songs for other people. So we're going to play a game here, and I'm going to give you some Scott Mills points as well if you get them right, so play along at home. I've got some songs here that may or may not have been written by Lady Gaga. And maybe I've put in a few that she didn't write. You just got to tell me, Gaga or not. Did she write these songs or did she not? That's coming next. Radio 1 Podcast. Okay, let's play our game. Gaga or Nana? That's suggested by Michelle at uni and also a couple of other people, including Sophie in London and Paul in Swindon. That's better than Gaga or not. Gaga or Nana. So, for some Scott Mills points, did Lady Gaga write these songs or not? Okay. Some she did, some she didn't. Just tell me which one she did write. And for each one you get right, you can have one that doesn't speak 10 Scott Mills points. So play along at home or on your way home from work. And Becky and Chris will play along as well. Right, this is the first one. Did Gaga write this or not?
I'm a big boy, you're a big girl now.
I'm a big girl, you're a big boy now.
Back in the day when you were young.
It was fun.
Little girl didn't think you were the one.
This is Big Girls Now by New Kids on the Block.
Sexy talk. Little girl, you're clearly not the same kid from the block.
I ain't that little girl no more, not no more. That's for sure, boy, get your ass out on the floor.
I'm going to say Gaga.
Sounds like her, doesn't it?
You know I like the way you move it, move it. Girl, I'm up and now you ready.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Gaga as well. It sounds pretty obvious to me.
Yeah. She did write that one, and that was her singing on it as well. That was her doing the bit with New Kids on the Block.
Gaia.
Gaia. Gaia.
I prefer, this. Someone's text in saying Gaia or Gana is better.
Oh, Gana. Okay, there we are.
So I'm going to say Gaia to that.
Gaia.
10 SMPs for me.
There we are. And you, Chris.
Down.
I think this might be a big winning game, so I'm going to write down how many I made.
Did Lady Gaga write this one? Gaga or Gaia, no, no, no. It's a very popular one.
But was she even born when this was made?
Yeah, she didn't write that.
No. Gaga.
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 I didn't even ask you. Did you think she had... Sorry, Chris, did you think she had written that Christmas classic? No. What about this one? Did she write this? Baby girl!
I said tonight is your lucky night. Peter Andre along with Bob Lawrence Pony Mike.
I stop and stare at you.
Gaga, but she did oil his chest for the video.
I try to concentrate. My mind wants to
explode. Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gaga. I'm going to go Gaga to the chest thing as well.
I'm going to give Chris 20 points because he's right on both and he shouldn't have said that. That would have been stupid. Here we are. Write that down. Lady Gaga did not write Mysterious Girl. But what about this one?
Like the way we were before, and I want to know if we can go back to the days when we were close. Sometimes I think I'm so low, think you don't want me no more. I'm scared about this season, I'm like an elevator. We go.
This is the Pussycat Dolls and Elevator.
I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go Gaga.
Do you think that she couldn't ever write anything this average?
No, this is Gaga.
She did write this.
Yes.
On an off day.
That's good lyrics, that. Like an elevator, we go up and down.
What about this one? Did she write this?
No, this is Chasing Status.
That's right.
It's not really.
It is.
It's not.
It's what, not, though.
You think Lady Gaga wrote the News at 10 theme?
No, Chasing Status.
All right.
No.
What about this one? I love this. Is it Gaga or Gaga?
Everybody's got something.
Is that Rachel Stevens?
They had to leave behind.
You know how obsessed I am with her.
One regret from yesterday.
Oh, that's Joe, isn't it?
That just seems to grow with time.
This is Gaga.
No use looking back.
You don't think Lady Gaga wrote Never Have a Dream Come True by S Club 7? Chris.
I'm going Gaga.
Well, you'd know. They're one of your favourite bands of all time. Yo.
I never had a dream come true.
That's a no. Did she write this one, though?
So this is Christmas.
Why are they all Christmas ones? They're all Christmas ones.
Just answer it. Gaia or Ghana?
Ghana.
Ghana.
You're right. But I quite like it if she did write that. Did she write this? This is Britney Spears' Quicksand.
Gaia. She's got quite a style, hasn't she?
Certainly has. If it ain't broke, Becky.
I'm not going to argue with that. I'm going to go Gaia.
Gaia it is. She did write yes. Quicksand by Britney Spears. What were your scores, please?
I got 40.
You got 40, Chris got?
I lost count, but
Think were you not keeping score for Chris as well?
I think I got 30.
So I have to keep his score as well.
So you got 40 of those and he got 30. Yeah. Let me know how you did with your Scott Mills points on Gaia or Ghana. I enjoyed that very much. I also enjoyed the suggestion that she wrote some of the best Christmas songs ever.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
It's revision week this week on Radio 1 and we've each been given subjects to revise, haven't we? So I'm going to be doing French. I was no good at French. I didn't like the teacher.
That was the one I did last year. Do you remember last year when we had to sit exams?
Oh, that was awful.
I did French last year.
I'm so pleased.
How did she do?
You're really? Such a swat.
I got an A star.
No way.
Yeah, it was a fluke. I gave the examiner some monies and cake on the way out.
I can't remember what I had to do. But
you had to do drama, did you?
Oh,
was
yeah.
Last year, your awful drama one?
Yeah, it was drama. I didn't do that well. I think it was an E.
An E?
Yeah.
But you should have done all right in that. You're a presenter.
Yeah, but he only ever plays himself and this required some character roles.
That is true.
Yeah.
So I'm doing French. Chris, you've got geography.
Yeah, I really don't know why.
Were you any good at geography?
No, I didn't even take the GCSE.
Why?
They wouldn't let me. So badly in sort of year 8 and 9. Yeah. But I'm going to give it a go.
So if you are studying GCSE geography at the moment... my friend Chris here is going to give you some tips, even though he wasn't even allowed to do it because he was so bad at it.
Yeah.
So listen up for that. And the one that doesn't speak is doing physics, which he is good at.
That could be brilliant. Is he just going to point you to Bite Size?
Now, I know that he didn't actually study physics, but that won't be a problem.
He didn't study physics and he can't speak. This is going to be brilliant.
Well, you'll see as the week goes on. So if you're doing GCSE physics... Some tips to listen out for there on this show later in the week.
Well, thank goodness for mine.
Yes, what are you doing?
PE. Now, I know, you're all thinking, well, if you're doing PE at the moment, I know you look to me for, you know, all the top. I am in my physical prime.
Yes, you are.
So what better person to do it? I say anyway.
So if you're revising PE, make sure you listen to this because we're about to give you some tips. So what are you going to teach us about?
Well, I'm going to do the respiratory system because that's in the exam.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just about exercising and stuff. You've got to do like loads of the science behind it about all the bones and all that sort of stuff.
So this is in the GCSE?
Yes. So hopefully what will happen is when you're in the exam and you forget, you'll think about me in my physical prime and what I'm about to do to you.
And you think, then... I learned that on Scott Mills' show.
Exactly.
So how are we going to learn about the respiratory system, Becky?
First of all, I need to get you out of breath.
Okay. Right? And how are we going to do that?
In the form of exercise, obviously relating it to PE. Mm. We were going to get a treadmill in, but there was too many forms. So I found an old vinyl...
I've got a note from my mum. I can't do it.
You can. You look fine to me. You'll be fine.
Okay, what
You've
is it?
You've done her signature wrong. I've seen you fake that before.
Yeah.
It's a vinyl record of Lionel Blair's aerobic dancing. Now, Lionel Blair is an old TV presenter, like off of quiz shows and stuff.
Right.
And apparently he used to do a lot of aerobics. Well, according to this, anyway.
What year was this album?
The picture looks a bit disturbing.
It's all in black and white inside.
He's wearing very, very short...
1983.
Okay.
He's got very short shorts on there.
He's definitely a fan of the Bum Skimmer.
Now, that is the kind of cover of a book or album that just wouldn't be allowed here in 2011.
No, but doesn't he look like he's having a lovely time?
It's all a bit tight-fitting for me. Because Lionel is clearly there, pushing 50?
Yeah.
And he is wearing shorts that leave nothing to the imagination.
But it's all about the respiratory system. Even Lionel on the back says, aerobic exercises are specifically formulated to sustain a rapid heart rate over a prolonged period, enabling oxygen to be carried to all parts of the body. This will result in renewed energy, increased fitness and vitality.
So you're going to teach us about the respiratory system from some early 80s aerobic dancing record?
Yeah.
All right, so what do I have to do?
OK, so if you're at home studying GCSE PE... I'm going to teach you all about the respiratory system, but first I need to get you, Scott, out of breath.
All right.
And then as you're out of breath, I'll explain how it's all working.
This is brilliant.
Welcome to my world of aerobic dancing, the world of fitness and fun. The word aerobics means sustained rhythm. Sustained rhythm can be swimming or jogging, but with me it's going to be dancing. So let's dance, dance, dance aerobics.
Let's dance, dance, dance aerobics.
Start with your feet apart and your arms up in the air. Then bend slowly to the floor to the count of four, yep, and back up to the ceiling with lots of feeling.
I just hit
watch
the light.
The lights. Sorry.
And back up to the ceiling with lots of feeling.
Lots of feeling, please,
feeling
Scott.
For you.
Bounce on the spot.
Bounce.
Keep going. That's great. Do you feel good?
Yeah.
So do I.
So do I. I'm wearing red bum skimmers, darling.
Walk around the room. Jog. That's
jog,
right. Jog
Scott.
On the spot. Keep jogging. I feel wonderful.
I don't feel that as wonderful as Lionel.
Now you feel great, don't you? Mm. Keep jogging, that's right. Your legs should feel wonderful now.
Do your legs feel wonderful?
No.
I'll use you as one of my dancers anytime.
Susie can't
keep
see
jogging,
you.
Keep it going, keep the whole body moving.
Well, workouts like this popular back in the early 80s.
I love it how you've only done less than 1 minute of jogging on the spot and you're already out of breath. They must have been.
Now we're warmed up, we can start our aerobic routine.
What?
But before we do, check your pulse.
I'm right. Knackered, Lionel.
This is important. Check your pulse.
What's that supposed to do?
Wait, he's alive? Are you alive?
Am I just checking that I'm still alive? Yeah, it's
have
still
you still
there.
Got a pulse?
Yeah, it's still there. It's then going it's faster than it was before.
Keep going.
If you have been to one of my classes, you know what your number should be. So once again, welcome to my world of fitness and fun.
It sounds really sinister, that, doesn't it?
You know what your number should be.
Welcome to my world of fitness and fun. Our first routine is the wonderful music from the film E.T.
Oh, yeah.
But it's E.T. disco style. In fact, E.T. goes aerobic.
Is this what Steven Spielberg had in mind? Like some kind of gay discover to the VT?
5, 6, 7, go! Step right, right, 2, 3, 4, step left, left, 2, 3, 4,
oh,
step forward, forward, 2, 3, 4, step backward, backward,
it's
two,
like the cha-cha
three,
slide, this, isn't
four.
It?
Do you think this is where DJ Casper got the idea?
Yeah.
Jumping jacks. Jacks.
Jacks.
Two,
oh, my
three,
God.
Four,
you don't need
five,
to do that face.
6, 7, 8.
I feel wonderful now.
Tillagirl kick. Kick. 2, 3,
now you got,
four,
you've got to get your leg
five,
higher, according
six,
to the picture. Higher. You need
I
to get your leg higher.
I can't get that
higher.
High.
It's look up by his head.
It's above his head. God, he was quite flexible back in the day, wasn't he, eh?
Stop talking.
Think about it.
Okay.
Tiller girl kick, kick, 2, 3,
you look
three,
like my nan.
Tiller girl?
Five,
someone off Sainsbury's.
Tiller
the Tills.
The Till girl?
Yeah.
Swing your hips.
Swing your hips.
Kick across. Kick across.
Phew.
Phew. Telling me, Lionel.
How's your pulse?
Oh, hang on.
Now you're going to check your pulse once again.
Okay, what? Can I just ask, what is the obsession with checking your pulse? Is it in case, like, does it... Sorry. Does it, like, in case you have a heart attack, does Lionel not get sued if you keep checking your pulse?
We don't know what we're looking for, though, with this pulse. That's the only problem.
Check your pulse, darling.
Jump together. Lift right knee, lift left knee.
Oh, God!
Keep up, Scott.
Bounce, clap, knee, knee. Bounce, clap, jumping jacks to the right.
I can't do anymore.
We don't want to send you into anaerobic
He's
exercise.
So let's check our pulse one more time.
Why?
Check the pulse.
Oh, darling, sorry, you're dead. What's the pulse thing?
That is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Got a proper sweat on as well.
What you can do is, well, we play a song and you can carry on with this, doing the aerobics, and then when we come back, I'll be able to tell you what's just happened to you.
I know what's happened to me.
So let's check our pulse one more time.
Okay.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
It's BBC Radio 1 and it is revision week here all week on Radio 1. And I've just had to sit through 3 minutes of Scott running up and down like a mad thing. Loads of you are doing GCSEs and standard revision at the moment, and we're going to try and help you. Now, I'm not sure how much I can help you, so if you want some proper information, you can go to BBC Bite Size. There's a link from our homepage. But if you're doing GCSE PE, I'm going to now try and explain to you what's happening in Scott's respiratory system.
Can I stop?
You never did GCSE PE, did you, Scott?
No. Can I stop, please?
Yeah. I love the spotty dogs. Didn't think I'd ever see you do one of them.
What is Lionel trying to do to me?
I think he's trying to improve your breathing.
I mean, you're going to have to go as far to say that you are unfitter than Lionel Blair.
No. No. I'm unfitter than Lionel Blair when he was in 1983. However, I reckon I could have him now.
Don't say that.
Write that down.
No, don't.
No, we can cut that, Chris, and then we can get Lionel Blair in and you can have an exercise off.
I'd love to see that.
Normally when I say things like that, then you make it happen, and I don't want some kind of race, or I don't want some kind of...
Oh, it would be brilliant on webcam, you two in, like, your little bum skimmers.
Let's get Lionel Blair on.
I don't want a star jump contest live on the webcam with pensioner Lionel Blair, thanks very much. In those shorts.
I think it would be brilliant. I'm going to get on to his people.
What's happening to me? Hello, this is brilliant for you if you're doing GCSEP right now.
Actually, your increased rate of breathing is one of the immediate effects of exercise. I didn't realise it would be quite so. I thought you did, like, had a personal trainer and stuff.
I do, but that's different to Lionel. Lionel is hardcore.
Right, so you're experiencing an increased rate of breathing. You're also experiencing an increased depth of breathing.
Yeah.
Which is more...
Yes, I am.
...breath going in and out. That's called your tidal volume, and you've got a rise in it.
My what?
Your tidal volume.
Okay.
So I've got a
rise. My tidal volume is rising right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lionel's done that to you.
Okay, he has. What is a tidal volume?
The increased depth of your breathing, the amount of air that's coming into your lungs and the amount of air that's going out.
That's definitely happening. Okay.
Yeah. And if you were to do more exercise, which I think you probably should, you'll get an increased strength of your diaphragm and your intercostal muscles.
Ooh. I've always wanted my intercostal muscle to be stronger.
I think you've got more than one intercostal muscle.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you've just got one, I don't know.
I want all of them to be stronger. I think I might have sent off... You know when I was addicted to shopping channels?
I was just about to say...
I think I might have sent off for something that makes your intercostal muscles stronger.
I'm sure that's not the same.
I think it's just under my bed now. I also have one of those ones that gives you a massive electric shock. And you know when you like to tone your abs? The ones that tone your abs... And it's like, you'd be on the phone to somebody and you'd forget how high you turned it up from last time. It's like, hi, yeah, Mum. It's like,
you weirdo.
Like, what's going on, Scott? Oh, nothing. I've just got some shocks going through my flabby stomach to try and get some six-pack going on.
So you're strengthening your muscles right now, hard to believe. Intercostal muscles, wasn't it?
Yeah, if he does regular exercise.
What's intercostal muscles?
Well, I thought you knew because you bought that gadget to try and make it bigger.
Right, that doesn't mean I don't know. Nope. That doesn't mean I know what it is.
It's the muscles between... Oh, I think you need to send it back. It's the muscles between the ribs that aid your breathing.
Oh, so they wouldn't...
That's
that
not
wouldn't
what
have
you wanted, no. Is it? You will get a greater number of alveoli.
Oh, that sounds good. How do I get that?
It sounds lush, doesn't it?
Sounds but like I don't ravioli, think it's but food. Not.
They're the... Ooh. Thin-walled, spongy air sacs in the lungs that fill with air on inhalation and empty on exhalation.
Oh, good.
So you'll get well big ones of them. Oh, no, you won't get big ones. You'll get a bigger number of
you
them.
You get more alveoli.
I'd like that.
And if you carry on exercising like that, your vital capacity is going to go through the roof.
What's that?
That's the maximum amount of air that can be forcibly exhaled after breathing in.
I'm not sure I can carry on with exercise like that.
Lionel's got a massive lung capacity,
hasn't he? He's a guru.
His vital capacity is huge, Lionel. He's got
I can tell that by their shorts.
He's got massive intercostal muscles. He's got a really strong diaphragm. And
I
his
can see
tidal
that.
Volume is magnificent.
There's not much...
You sound like you're selling him. Like Gemma from The Only Way Is Essie.
I can tell all of those things by looking at the cover of the album.
I'd love to hear Gemma sell him.
On what, Only Ways Essex?
Yeah.
You want the wow factor. You want people going, look at Kirk driving down the high street in Brentwood.
With massive your lung capacity.
With your big guy, Oli.
That's garlic mayonnaise.
Oh.
This is alveoli.
With your big alveoli down Brentwood High Street, ordering the wines and all that.
He knows how to order the wines and all of that.
Getting the alveolis and that.
Do you know what, though? I don't think you're ever going to remember it like this. I think we should do a song for it.
Yes.
So it's easier to remember.
So if you are doing GCSE PE at the moment, this might make it a little bit easier for you, hopefully.
Everything's easier in a song, isn't it?
Always. Take it away, Lionel Blair.
Welcome to my world of fitness and fun. Back up to the ceiling with lots of feeling.
Let's go.
T-D-I-A-V.
Do you feel good?
T-D-I-A-V.
So do I.
T-D-I-A-V.
Now you feel great, don't you?
T-D-I-A-V.
Check your pulse.
T.
Tidal volume.
D.
The diaphragm.
I.
Intercostal muscles.
A.
Alveoli.
V.
Vital capacity.
Jumping jacks to the right.
T-D-I-A-V.
Check your pulse once again.
T-D-I-A-V.
Tillidell kick. Kick.
T-D-I-A-V.
Phew.
T-D-I-A-V.
T.
Tidal volume.
Amount of air breathed in or out of the lungs in one breath.
D.
The diaphragm.
Sheet of muscle below the lungs.
I.
Intercostal muscles.
Muscles between the ribs that aid breathing.
A.
Alveoli.
Thin-walled spongy air sacs in the lungs that fill with air on inhalation and empty on exhalation.
V.
Vital capacity.
The maximum amount of air that can be forcibly exhaled after breathing in.
So let's check our pulse one more time. Do you feel good? So do I.
There we are.
BBC Radio 1.
See, people, that is education right there. If you're doing GCSE PE at the moment, you'll never forget that now.
Did we just do that?
I know. Sometimes.
It's going to stay forever.
Easy
like...
to forget you're on national radio sometimes. GCSE bite size, go to the homepage at bbc.co.uk/radio1. That'll be a lot more help.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.